Auto Lane.
Let's have some fun. Let's go.
And BriggsAuto.com. Get in the game.
It's hour two of the game. John Kurtz and Tyler Dreiling with you here. Grant Flanders in for Mitch Fortner. Coming up this segment, Brad Underwood, Oklahoma State head coach. And a guy who spent a lot of time here in Manhattan, both as a player and an assistant. We will get to that here in just a couple minutes. At 525, some audio proof that things on the outside, some of the stuff swirling around the basketball program right now is leaking into the players. We'll play you that, and you can't be serious at 550 before we get out of here. And hand the baton off to none other than me and you for another hour for Powercat Game Day at 6 o'clock.
More radio.
Yes. These 8 o'clock tips, man. There's nothing we can do but just be here for 3 hours, so... As I said in the first hour, I really hope that you like us because we're not going anywhere.
Is this the last 8 o'clock tip this season? Do you know?
I don't know.
I haven't taken a peek at the schedule, but I hope so.
I'm not. I don't know if it ever like comes across on the show. You work around me enough, you can probably figure it out. I'm not typically a guy that's real thought out with like, all right, from 5:30 to 6 o'clock, I'm doing this. You know, point being, right. I have not looked ahead at the schedule to see. I think Grant has the answer.
TCU. TCU game's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but that's a road game,
yeah.
So it doesn't
affect us as much. No. No, it does not. Brad Underwood was kind enough to join us. I will let you get a peek behind the curtain here. This was a pre-recorded interview. He is a busy guy, as you might imagine, especially a few hours before tip-off when K-State takes on Oklahoma State here in Bramlage. But we know the history. Brad Underwood was here as an assistant coach under both Bob Huggins and Frank Martin. He climbed the ranks from being just the director of basketball ops at K-State under Bob Huggins initially, and then Frank Martin. He becomes an assistant coach. He travels with Frank to South Carolina, takes the Stephen F. Austin gig, just kills it there, and then he gets hired at Oklahoma State this past offseason. He was a part of a 140-66 run at K-State, 6 postseason appearances, a .680 winning percentage. Brad Underwood, now the head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and he has them rolling right now. They are 7-7 in the Big 12, and they have won 8 of 9 overall. Now, the first time that they played K-State, they were riding a 6-game losing streak. So things, as you might imagine, are a lot different and a little bit more fun this time around for Brad Underwood.
It's better than being 0-6. you know, I think we've got some confidence. That doesn't mean anything in this league in terms of, you know, this league is so good and the coaching is so good. Every game has literally been a 1-2-3 possession game for most everybody in the league, whether you're top of the league or the bottom of the league. And we're no different. And, you know, we've been fortunate here, and we've won a few of those of late. And in our 0-6 run, we lost those games, and we didn't finish. So, you know, it's on to the next one, and Kansas State's the next challenge, and they're a very good ball club that came in and handled this pretty easily.
Well, it's interesting. I read about you deciding to change the defense a little bit after that first matchup against K-State that was so high-scoring and brought back memories to me of the 2011 season with Jacob Pullen changing the offense, which I know Frank credited you with midseason, even back to Bob Huggins' year, tweaking some things. What's made you be able to be so good on the fly at tweaking something like that?
Well, you know, I had to give this team some confidence, something they could bite into. I felt like we've been pretty solid offensively, and I knew at halftime of the K-State game that I think we were 9-13 from the three and 13-13 from the free throw line, and I think we had a 3-point lead. And you know, defensively, we had been ten and two in the non-league, and been one of the top teams turning people over, and that didn't work. Working in league play and you know, having that background with Frank, having that background with us, and really being a junior college coach, were all things that allowed me to, you know, not just kind of get out of my own way, I guess, not be stubborn. And those are things that I had to help our team. And the way I like to play, I had to kind of put it on the back burner. And yet the changes have been fairly minor. There's nothing too big about them, but you know, they've helped us and given our guys confidence.
Coach, I recall asking you this question back at Big 12 Media Day at Sprint Center before the season, but now that you've had some chance to reflect on what this might mean, I mean, what do you anticipate your emotions are going to be like when you step into Bramlage Coliseum?
Well, I think it was hard the first time, just in playing K-State. You fight for something for so long and for so many years, and that's ingrained that that's all you know, and then you have to fight against them. I think I'm through that. I think it's, I want this to be about our players and about the game. It's a conference game. It's an important game. It's a late February game, and they all mean something. I guess that emotion is maybe not as great as it was. It'll be different. I mean, you kidding me? I mean, I've said it many times. The hair on the back of my neck would always stand up as a player, as a coach, running onto the court or going onto the court and hear the Wabash and see the students going. I'm sure that'll stir some emotion. There's no question. And I've had so many positive things happen in Manhattan. But this isn't about that anymore. I think I'm kind of in a different place. And you're fighting for your guys, and Kansas State's the team that's our next opponent, and I've got to channel all my energies trying to help them the best we can.
Brad Underwood, Oklahoma State head coach, talking with us here on the game. I guess along those lines, then I'm curious: are you going to get a chance to see some familiar faces, go out and enjoy Manhattan a little bit, or do you just zone in then on Oklahoma State basketball?
No, I'm sure we'll see some people, and that's the beauty of what we accomplished there. I mean, great friends, and my wife put me on the trip, and we got lifetime friends there, and we're not going to disown friends or whatever the right term may be just because we're wearing a different color, and those are friends for life, and we'll spend some time and say hello, and yet it's never far from my mind anyway in terms of the game and what you have to do to prepare to win.
Coach, from the first day that you took the Oklahoma State job, it gained a lot of headlines, as many here in Manhattan, it seems like, as down in Stillwater, and a lot of fans that, had hoped that you would be the coach at Kansas State at some point were a little bit disappointed by the move. Do you hear anything about that when you're, in that bubble of just working on your job and with Oklahoma State? I mean, do you get any feedback from people in Manhattan that they wish that you would have ended up here at some point?
I never looked at it that way. The job was never open. They've got a terrific basketball coach. Bruce has done a great job there, and it was every year I was at UNF Austin, I had different opportunities to look and to pursue other positions, and I was very fortunate, very blessed, because we had some success there, being in the Big 12, I'm very familiar with Oklahoma State's history, and there's a Kansas State feel to that in terms of Coach Hartman's ties. So it just makes tremendous sense, and so I've never for one second thought about anything beyond what I can control, and that was being a basketball coach at Oklahoma State when that opportunity came along.
Talking here with Brad Underwood on the game. When you think back to that staff with Bob Huggins here at K-State, obviously you, Frank Martin, Bob Huggins, all on the same staff, and see where you guys are at now, all head coaches in college basketball. I guess how amazing is it just to think about the amount of talent that was on that first coaching staff here?
Oh, yeah, and I'm very grateful for Huggs and giving me the opportunity to come back to Manhattan, and Frank for the opportunity after Huggs left and went back to West Virginia. We had a lot of fun, and it was fun building that program, and we did it with a lot of hard work and a lot of pride, and then the success came. And Frank was instrumental in that, and came from the Final Four, and that was something that we held our head high, and it was something we're very proud of, because it's rightfully so where the K-State program should be.
Have you had a chance to talk with Huggs by chance since what happened with him last night?
Yeah, he just, as been reported, he just said his defibrillator went off, and and they've been to the doctor, and everything's checked out okay.
Well, Brad, before I let you go, and really appreciate the time and joining us here. Speaking of Coach Huggins, one of the things I remember him saying over and over again when we would ask about, you know, what do you miss the most about Manhattan? His place was Doe's, which, rest in peace, is not there anymore. What's the one spot that you miss the most in Manhattan?
Oh, I've got more than one. Man, that's hard. That's, you're asking a guy who spent a lot of time. I miss the chef, Varsity Donut, So Long Saloon, Taco Luca, and Harry. How about all those?
That's
a pretty good list.
That's very impressive. That was like the townie all-star list of restaurants there, Brad.
Well, and then I would probably have to throw in, Darrow's for my morning diet soda.
Yes, there you go, too. I can relate to that. Well, Brad, really appreciate the time in joining us. Best of luck, obviously, with the rest of your season with Oklahoma State. It's awesome seeing you guys doing what you're doing right now.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Oklahoma State head coach Brad Underwood with us here on the game. I love that at the end. He had a solid list there like that. I feel like if you live in Manhattan, you lived here for a while, you're like, yeah, yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Okay.
Yeah. Check. Check. Yeah, absolutely.
I drink too much diet soda as well, so I relate to him with that also. I really appreciate Brad Underwood's time. He'll take on the Cats, obviously, tonight at 8 o'clock inside Bramlage Coliseum. We'll have Powercat game day from 6 to 7. So if you did miss any of that interview one, you can catch it on the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, and the on-demand tab as soon as the show is done. But we're also going to replay it in Powercat game day between 6 and 7. All right, some K-State hoops when we come back. Obviously, there's a lot of noise outside the program right now about where this thing's going. People unhappy with the direction the program's going right now. I do have some audio proof that has seeped in to the players. They're hearing it. We'll play it for you coming up.